Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow, what a bevy of action. There's just tons of games. A lot of them are soft tissue, like Citadel, Alabama. And then, you know, Idaho, Florida. Some of them are really atrocious. I actually think Middle Tennessee, Kentucky will be a decent game. I could be wrong about that, but there's a lot of games of these teams have patsies this week. But Syracuse, Notre Dame, certainly no joke at Yankee Stadium. A lot of people are talking about it on NBC at 2:30 Eastern. That's going to be a hell of a game at the end of the day. I think that's the game of the day. West Virginia, Oklahoma State at Boone Pickens in Stillwater could be good. Wisconsin and Purdue in West Lafayette on Big Ten Network at 3:30. I think that's going to be decent. Virginia, Georgia Tech. I think those are two decent teams. You're talking about two bowl teams there. Virginia and Georgia Tech are both, you know, 7 and 6 win teams. Georgia Tech's been getting hot. Miami and Vatech. Miami shot 5-5. It's embarrassing. Missouri at Tennessee. USC, UCLA. Did you see the students or somebody went over and spray painted some statue at the UCLA campus? Got everybody all riled up. Indiana, Michigan, and Ann Arbor at the Big House. That was at 4 Eastern on FS1. You got Duke and Clemson at 7 Eastern on ESPN. Death Valley, that should be good. I think this game actually could be interesting. 9-1 UAB at 6-4 A&M. Jimbo might have his hands full at Kyle Field. Do you think the Blazers can give A&M a game? I'd love to hear from you. You think they got a shot at all? UAB 9-1, no shot.
Absolutely not. No shot.
No shot. Carver High giving them no shot. What do you think of?
They shouldn't even be ranked.
They shouldn't even be ranked. What do you think of? They're not ranked. Kansas hiring Les Miles. It looks like
in one of those other polls, whether it's the coaches or the AP, coaches. One of them has them 25th.
Oh, you mean UAB?
Yeah, they shouldn't be ranked.
All right. So, what do you think of Les Miles? Looks like he's going to get the job in Lawrence as the head coach at Kansas. He's going to be like your boy Charlie Weiss went there and learned the hard way.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I mean, you're talking about Les Miles. I mean, this guy's won. I mean, this guy's done stuff. I mean, Charlie Weiss didn't do anything before he went to, you know, before he went to Kansas. He did a little bit, you know, at ND, but not like what Les Miles has done. I don't get it. Like, is he that desperate?
Yes.
To start? He really didn't get
nothing.
I mean, he didn't think he'd get a better gig. Now,
since LSU, he's got nothing.
Now, look, you know this. We say this all the time about places like Duke and etc. This is a basketball school he's going to.
Right.
Kansas is a basketball school.
That's it.
Can he construct? Because it's you can't even say rebuild. There was never anything built.
Right.
Can he construct a football program?
He definitely knows how to coach. He definitely knows what type of players to recruit. He knows what he is going to go after. But the question is, it's different. I mean, they want to go to Baton Rouge. They want to play at LSU. I mean, who wants to play at Kansas? They want to play basketball there. They don't want to play football there. What kid wants to go play football at Kansas? I mean, honestly. So that's the job. The job is almost not even coaching. It's somehow convincing kids to go play for him there. Because he knows how to win football games. There's no denying that. But I just think that's a very slippery slope going there to coach, thinking you're going to do anything. It'll be a shock. I mean, they actually played better this year. They still fired Beatty because all they do is lose since he's been there. All they've ever done is lose in football. They remind me of Indiana, you know, just a basketball school that can't, you know, figure it out in football. Because nobody wants to play football there.
They've had three, you could say, like, mini type of like run of good seasons in the last like 50 years. From 07 to 09, they were actually ranked. They actually finished 2007 ranked 7th in the country. I remember they had a huge game with Mizzou that year. From 92 to 96, they were ranked a couple times. From 73 to 76, they were ranked a couple times. I mean, You talk about building from the ground up. I mean, there's no history.
I don't even remember any of that success. That's how bad they are. I don't remember any of that. I don't know how he's going to do it, to be honest with you.
The 2007 Kansas Jayhawks beat Virginia Tech in the Orange Bowl that year. How about that?
And finished seventh in the country?
Yeah.
Where was I, in federal prison or something? I don't remember any of that.
Mark Mangino was the head coach.
Oh, God, I remember him.
The big guy, right?
Yeah. Cincinnati and UCF play in Orlando on Saturday night in primetime on ABC. What do you think of that? Cincinnati and Central Florida getting a little network television gig.
I think that this will be a good game. I think it'll be a close one. I like Cincy with the points. But I do think that UCF, although I'll be rooting for them to lose. Believe me, I want them to lose. I'm so tired. I'm sick of hearing about them. How about the quarterback today? I need to get his exact quote. I believe he said that they should be ahead of Notre Dame because they beat Pitt by more points or something than Notre Dame did. He forgot to mention that that Notre Dame beat Navy by more points than them, and Notre Dame beat Michigan, and
he didn't mention
Notre Dame beat all these other teams that Central Florida didn't play. But nice job by him throwing that in there. So once he takes a pop at the Irish like he did today, now I hope that they go down hard tomorrow night to the Bearcats.
So you're hoping for just a sheer loss.
I was hoping for it before this because I'm so sick of listening to them.
Now more than ever.
Their fake championship last year and everything else that they did. So now I really hope that they lose after what bringing up the Irish in it. Take a walk.
Iowa State and Texas, a good game in Austin, I think, at 8 Eastern, believe it or not. And then I think this is a good game. San Diego State, 7-3 in Fresno State, 8-2 in Fresno Bulldog Stadium. Arizona State, Oregon, I think, is a good game. You're talking about what do you think of the job Herm Edwards did?
Big game for Herm. He's closing in on the Pac-12 South title, right? He's getting close to that.
Yeah, you got to admit, I am surprised at what he's done, but they're a game behind Utah in the South. So
he's got a shot.
They beat Utah. So
all he's got to do is tie him.
Tie him, and then they win it. You got to be impressed with what they've done. They've got Oregon and Arizona their last two games. You think they'll win at Tucson against Arizona?
Yes, I do.
But that's
Arizona, the late game on ESPN tomorrow night at Pullman.
Yeah. So, is that the game? It's Arizona, Washington State at Pullman. That's at 10:30.
And then the late night game.
Yeah,
blowout.
Stanford Cal always. Oh, they've canceled that game.
Yes, I did see that.
Did that just happen tonight because
of
the fires?
They rescheduled it in December.
Really? Postponed the Stanford Cal game. When did that story break?
An hour or two ago.
Really? Because of the smoke?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy, right? That's absolutely crazy. I didn't know that. Boy, it must really be bad, right? That's that Paradise fire, right? That thing hasn't stopped yet? It's still going on? That is crazy. I'm just even shocked at that. I'm looking for this story. It's moved to December 1st because of the wildfires that are blazing out of control because of poor air quality in Northern California. They've been carefully tracking air quality in Berkeley and the Bay Area over the past week, relying on the best data and guidance available from medical and environmental experts. The forecasts have show a minimal chance of the improvement necessary to hold the game. The air quality index near Berkeley has hovered well above 200 for over 24 hours, which is a consideration for serious horrible should be given to rescheduling the activity. Prolonged exposure and heavy exertion should be avoided. So anyway, San Jose State, which is 50 miles south of Berkeley, plans to go ahead with Saturday's game against Nevada. However, it'll play the game at noon, 2 hours earlier. Air quality readings vary greatly across the Bay Area. The daytime figures have been more favorable in San Jose than in surrounding areas, falling within the recommended NCAA guidelines. Saturday's contest with Sacramento State and UC Davis has been moved from Davis to Reno, where it'll be played at Nevada's Mackay Stadium. The University of San Francisco announced it is postponed Friday night's game with Arizona State. The Dons also moved their Sunday game against LIU Brooklyn because of all of this. It's crazy, right? I mean, that whole thing is insane. You don't hear about that with USC, UCLA. Isn't it just as bad down in Malibu?
I guess the northern part of Cali is in much worse shape.
All right, here's the guy, Ed Oliver. They vow, and Applewhite, Major Applewhite, vow to move on together after their heated sideline exchange. Oliver has spoken. He was caught in an emotional moment. Last night is not who I am. I'm very passionate about the game of football, and last night there was a misunderstanding. I was caught in an emotional moment. I have the utmost respect for Coach Applewhite, and I appreciate the support of Coach Applewhite and my teammates during this time. I love my brothers, my team, my city, and I'm looking forward to moving forward with them together. Go Cougs. Applewhite said Ed is passionate, and that is why he's the best player in the country. Last night was not indicative of his character, and it was a passionate moment within our program. We can and we will both learn from this and move forward together. Applewhite said, I want him back. I want him part of our football team. If he wants to play, I want him to play. You're going to deal with emotions all the time, and that's our job as coaches, to help them and help them develop the maturity and move on, and that's my job. If he lets me help him, I absolutely will, any way I can. Applewhite said Monday that Oliver would not practice until he felt healthy enough to play, but he would welcome him back when he's ready. Anyway, I just have to say, boy, the more I heard about this today, all day long, the more heat Applewhite was taking for his petty rules. Like, everybody was bashing him for that rule he has that you can't wear the jacket unless you're active. So if you're injured, you can't wear one. What does that mean? You're a wussy? I mean, is that what it's saying? Because you get all these guys like Durkin that did that stuff, right? All these mind games and, you know, rules and such. All these, you know, you're going to do it my way over here, military style.
We don't believe in rules. Like, we gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
He took a lot of abuse. A lot of people said that Applewhite, it's going to hurt him more because recruits are going to see this guy and think, why do I want to go there and put up with that? All this guy with his rules, his fancy rules he's got for the players. I just want to play football. I'm not interested in being treated like a dog. Did you see him walk up to the guy on the sideline and yank the coat off of him?
I'm telling you, this is, we were saying it last night.
This is deeper
There's
than.
There's a lot more here than a guy who's not active wearing a jacket on the sideline. There's a lot more going on here. Either that dude's healthy enough to play and doesn't want to.
And that's what's got him mad.
And the coach ain't happy. It's something, you know, or, you know, like, I think it just comes down to they think that he's ready to play and he's not playing. That's it.
And did you see their quarterback dropped last night in that game? Derek King,
yes.
He's done for the rest of the year with a torn meniscus in his right knee. He's the best player on the team with Oliver, right? The quarterback's really good. They'll turn to true freshman Clayton Toon in King's absence next week against Memphis. Run to the window. Run. Get Memphis.
Get
quick.
The line on Sunday morning as soon as it comes out.
Quick, get Memphis. They're up on SMU 14-5 right now. Boise State 31-14 on New Mexico. So there you go. Yeah, I think you're right. That was a bad look. Oliver, that's not who I am. Actually, it is who you are. We saw it. All these people. That's not who I am.
Yeah, those two scripted statements that they put out today.
Nice job with the PR office and the lawyer that wrote it. Thanks. Support my teammate. Go Cougars.
Right, nothing looks fishier than both your statements starting with the same exact thing about how much of a competitor he is. That they both start exactly the same just shows that they were not written by those two guys.
It's just awful. Do you think that, honestly, that this is the biggest Syracuse football game ever? Because they've played Clemson in these big games. Do you think this is the biggest game ever for Syracuse?
No, it's not the biggest game ever, but it's definitely the biggest game in this, you know, since at least 2001.
So Virginia Tech in 98, when it needed to bounce back from a loss to West Virginia in their next game against Virginia Tech, Donovan McNabb rolling right, throwing blah, 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 blah. Syracuse went on to thump Miami 66-13 the following week to claim the Big East title and earn a trip to the Orange Bowl. There you go. These are big games they played. Florida in 91. Auburn in 88. Their tie with Auburn in the Sugar Bowl is one of the most memorable games in Syracuse football history. West Virginia in 87. Their charmed 87 saw a few knuckle-biting moments. The Orange won their first 10 games by double digits. They were tested by West Virginia on the final weekend of the regular season in a way few teams have been able to. SU showed a resolve, blah, 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 blah. And they had a game-winning two-point conversion. There you go. Penn State in 87. That was when I was in college. This is the biggest game ever. I'm sorry. There's no other game bigger than this for them. You cannot tell me there's a bigger game. Although they've played better. They beat Clemson, and then they almost beat them this year. Almost doesn't count unless in, what is it, checkers?
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
There you go. I knew I screwed that up, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.